We love hip hop.
Sure.
Okay. I'm glad I have both y'all here today too, man. We ain't even gonna do no official intros and all that. And I do have to do that quick class. Because we were talking about the sponsors and all that. I gotta shout out my sponsors still. Right?
Shout out the sponsors.
Shout them out still. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, if you need some of that loud delivery across Canada and all over the GTA. Use the code WeLoveHipHop if you want a discount. If you need the blem, hit up Steamin' Hot Grabba. Steamin' Hot Grabba is their Instagram page. All different types of grabba varieties and different types of good stuff. Hit them up on their Instagram page. Once again, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and you can use the code WeLoveHipHop. Listen, gentlemen, I got Honcho Hoodlum in the building. I got Blammo in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yo. And
it's good because there's so much different things going on in the hip hop scene. And I didn't expect to see Blammo today. So
I had to pop out. I'm not one of the favorites in the city, but I know some of the favorites in the city.
I had to pop out.
That way. And you know what's perfect? Because you got a battle going on, or you just put on a battle. It's done.
Yeah.
Right. And there's been some battling that's been happening all over the scene. Okay.
It's a fact.
First of all, actually, before we get into the battle, because I want to talk to y'all, I want to get y'all opinions on this Drake, Kendrick Cole battle and all the different parts of it. But you, Hoodlum, I want to ask you a question.
Oh,
when I was going through that shit with the blogs, okay, you remember when I was going through the shit with the blogs a few months ago?
Like, you must have. Yellow tape the account or something?
I didn't yellow tape no accounts.
Stop lying, bro.
You got a compact?
Yellow tape the account? Yeah.
I didn't do nothing.
What account was that again?
Canadian Underground Kings.
Yeah.
Right? They thought that it was me, but it was actually a whole other person or whatever.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I was on record saying that if the person, the people that I was getting at was 6 Sounds.
Why don't you like 6 Sounds?
Fam, for example, something viral happens here today. They're going to clip it, put it up on their page. No credit. They'll tag you. They'll tag Blammo. They're not going to tag We Love Hip Hop. They're not going to tag Friday.
You must have did something.
I didn't do shit to them niggas, bro. And we went through this before the last time, bro. However, I wanted to ask you because I went on Reddit and I seen a post with me going crazy on 6 Sounds and it said Hoodlum. That posted it on Reddit.
I posted it?
I don't think, wait a minute, that's not Hoodlum. People use other people's names.
I'm not even on Reddit. I'm not even on that shit.
I just wanted to make
sure. No, I'm not even on Reddit.
Put the rat emojis over me, fam.
No, I'm not even on Reddit. If I go on Reddit, someone has to tell me, yo, you seen this on Reddit? Then I go on and see. I'm not on that shit.
Okay.
I don't be posting shit. I didn't even know you could post shit on that.
Yeah. Fam, they had me posted going on a rant saying, yo, 6 Sounds, for sure I gave them strikes. And then the rat emojis were over my head. Let me ask both of y'all on that. And then we're going to get into some more important shit. Does that make me a rat for reporting a page?
Yo, man.
You could be honest. I don't want to be.
I'm not involved in this.
I don't know the Instagram streets.
Yeah, no comment, man. I don't know.
No, but okay.
It's not.
So the answer is yes, obviously.
It's not snitching, but it's just bad behavior.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's weird bad behavior. Still.
It's snitchy.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
it's like a bad mind looking type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. In my defense, as a business owner, if somebody goes and takes something, your copyright or something from your business, okay, how are you supposed to defend that? Am I supposed to go beat somebody's head in the street for using my content?
For sure, 100%. But you're supposed to be like, fuck, who cares? My content, you're pushing it out. It's getting wherever it's going on their content. They don't have to fucking. Buddy, do you know how much times I get people post me and like, they don't at me on my shit. I don't see Keep Six Solid fucking at me or shit like.
It's
just
different.
Post me. Like, you know what I mean?
It's different, fam.
So it's like, fuck, it doesn't matter.
We're right now, I'm producing some content, original content, right?
Yeah.
Audio, video, and all that. Okay. So if you clip that, you're actually clipping something that's on YouTube and all a bunch of other places. It's content. It's different.
But what's your shit? Has your shit doesn't have the little logo on it?
It's the watermark right in the corner, but fam.
That's Gucci.
They know where it's coming from.
Yeah, like Now you're being
in the video.
Now you're being a bully. Now you're being a bully.
Freddie knows he's the guy.
Now you're being a bully. Yeah, you
Freddie
are.
Freddie knows. You know
now
what
you're
saying?
Being a bully.
I didn't look at it that way.
At you're like, what? Like, what? You're like, yeah. No one's entitled to add nobody.
Okay. I'm looking at it. You guys looking at it from the perspective of the Toronto people know who the fuck it is, whatever, whatever. But let's say somebody's watching from the States. They don't know what network that is. Tag the shit, bro.
Yeah, for sure. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I would get more cheese if it was like No Jumper.
Yeah, like or a one bigger of them. Thing. Shade Room.
If they didn't at you, Shade Room, somewhere in the States.
That's
a academics.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
if they
happened.
Didn't at you, then I'll be like, yo, what the fuck are you guys doing? Yo, they're taking my content. Then I'll do that. But Toronto, it's like, cuz. It's not that serious.
So what, should I apologize to those guys, man?
You apologize? You already yellow taped your page. Go ahead. Apologize. It's too late. Yeah, literally.
Okay.
Crazy.
So let's, okay, fuck all that. This beef that's been going on, it's been basically taking over the whole timeline. There's nothing, it seems like nothing else is happening in the news. As Toronto mans, who do y'all have winning this beef right now? Now that we have all of the songs so far.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I'll give it to Drake. And I'm not even a Drake fan or a Drake type of nigga, but I like when I listen to music and especially battle raps, when you get at someone in battle rap, you come with facts and pointers and you get what I mean? Once it's facts, it's like, holy shit. Anyone could go on a record and make up anything.
Mm-hmm,
so if you're making up shit, like you get no points for that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all facts. So let's take it back to this though. If what Drake is saying is cap too, then everything's cap. Then they both lose.
What you mean? Because he's saying
the fucking the baby moms is breeding for the manager and this, that.
Yeah.
So if
that's
not real, then it's like all of this is just fucking popcorn.
It don't make no sense. Yeah, well, because from where we are now, he's saying he planted all of these traps.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
100%.
Does that disarm everything that we heard from Kendrick Lamar so far?
100%.
But do we even know if he really planted the traps, though?
A lot of people are saying we need proof.
Yeah.
Because
the way he's so calculated, I'd see Drake having it super planned out.
But like, with the Maybach gloves and the drugs and that for sure would like when I seen that, I'm like when I seen the full footage, I'm like, this has to be some subliminal type of shit.
Yeah.
That's what I say from jump.
Yeah, like
well they were saying that was some luggage that was stolen from his dad.
But why was his name on it? On the drugs. It doesn't make no sense then.
Yeah.
Your dad's rolling with your drugs? Like, come on, bro.
Story
makes fucking that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's bubble gum until everything comes to the forefront. Whatever is real, whoever comes the realest wins. That's in my books. Because they're both coming with fire. Don't get me wrong. Kendrick is yellow taping him too. But what's real and what's fake? You know what I mean?
So what about the lyrical aspect? Because a lot of people are kind of saying they don't like the battle because it's become a Me Too, you know, trying to Me Too each other.
Fuck,
rather than just getting to the bars.
That's battle rap. Anything. You're trying to fucking say the most foul shit. And you're trying to say something that is real. That's what makes battle rap so real and authentic.
You're right about that.
Because you're trying to say something that's real and it's authentic so they can't even downplay it.
Yeah.
That's what divides it from all the other bullshit. That's why battle rap is so important. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you think back in the day, battle raps with 50 and Ja and D blah, like, those shits were real. Like, you could hear
that's why Drizzy, y'all had to bring out the G-Unit. You seen with the G-Unit spinner?
Come on.
True.
That was
a
G-Unit spinner.
Shit, come on. Now he's pissed.
Man had the G-Unit spinner.
And it's true with the battle rap because battle rap gets vicious. Like, you had your battle that just happened, right?
Yeah. We got to talk about that, Freddie. What's
no, no,
up,
we'll definitely talk about that for sure. But at the battle, I'm sure you heard some people going at people's baby mothers.
No, you're going to say anything.
Saying some nasty shit.
You're going off. Remember, when it's a battle, you're gonna go off of how they dress, how they look, who they're fucking, what their life's like.
Everything, whatever dirt you can dig up,
anything. Like,
you're gonna bring it to the forefront.
So it just comes to this. Kendrick said, "You have a kid." That was it, though, right? What else did Kendrick say? That was
call him a pedo, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Call him a pedophile, and
don't write your shit. I'll tell you.
Yeah, but the writing shit is like we know Drake doesn't write all of his shit, but we know Drake's a writer. Yeah. We know Drake's pen
for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have all those number ones for no reason.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. It's
like, and I feel like that's what it is. Mm. I feel like it's just like fucking LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, fucking anybody that's number one. When you're number one, people get tired of seeing you number one. They want a gun for your number one. They want the crown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all it really is. And what makes it even better, we know no one's going to die. You know what I mean? We know niggas ain't dying.
Do we?
Man, no one's dying behind this. This is just rap.
No. Hold on. I know we just said everything about battle rap and how vicious it can get.
Yeah.
But these mans have said some wild things to each other.
They're really mad.
Yeah, they're mad.
I can see some.
But I don't see nothing. Listen to me. On both sides, these guys are both probably 100, 200, 300 billion up.
Multiple hundreds of M's up.
You think niggas is risking a fucking 100 M's because a man went on a record and said some...
Never.
You get what I mean? Like, never. It's not the streets.
But the entourage, though.
The entourage gets sticky, but it's like...
Man's called up man's names and
two. Yeah, entourages is different. But the main rappers, Kendrick, Drake, nothing's happening to them.
They see each other tomorrow, none.
Yeah, nothing's happening. They'll be in the same elevator and probably yell at each other. You know what I mean?
Can y'all do that? Because I was saying the other day when I was doing my pod, like, even when I was a rapper before, I don't know if I can take man talking so greasy to me where I'm like, okay, let me just go back to the booth. I might be like, you know what? Fuck the booth. I'm going to come see you, fam. Like, yeah, what did you say?
But that's different. We're coming from the hood, the trench, all that shit. We don't have 100 M's, 200 M's, 300 M's. When you have 100, 200, 300 M's, you're not feeding your family. You're feeding like 100 families.
Yeah.
You think 100 families could take you just even risking the fam? There's people in your ear like, yo, leave that. Fam, left
they won't
it.
Let you leave the house.
Come on, because they already know. Or they're extra guarding you. It's the bag we're talking about. You know what I mean? Like,
man, they're watching you just money. Making sure you don't move out of that corner.
and then it's like you don't know who's who and what's what. Top five did what he did. You don't know who fucking was in his DM saying, yo, fucking this, that. Like, niggas is finding moles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mules and moles. That's what he's doing. He's trying to find out what's what. Who's in the industry is doing some goofy shit behind my back so I know, basically.
Y'all think that was true with the whole top five thing?
Yeah.
That he was trolling?
Yeah, I think so. 100%.
Because that was like a crazy...
Nah, I think so.
You think he was trolling, right?
Yeah. He's the king of troll.
Yes.
Who chose for the top five in Toronto?
No, but fam, I started seeing the temperature change in the city, dog. I don't know if the temperature was already that way.
No, but they made it look that way.
When those type of things happen, you have to just sit back and watch.
Yeah, you can't even. Out.
If you really know what's going on, you have to sit back and just let it play out
before
you jump at anything. And that goes for anything.
No, that's facts. Anything
on the internet.
Yeah.
Anything on the internet.
No, but not only the top five thing. I'm talking about like people in Toronto didn't have the same kind of energy for Drake's victories as like when Not Like Us, They Not Like Us drop, them niggas is in the club going crazy.
Yeah, but that's because we're seeing it on the net.
Yeah.
You think
so? Where's ours? Well, I didn't see anybody going crazy to push-ups in the club over here. I did a survey at the show.
I'm not even gonna lie, he has some bangers, though. The push-ups is a banger and the next one.
Slap it.
Yeah, but I'm here with you two.
He has some. He get like, buddy, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, this is what I explained to even Gutsy. You know what I mean? This is what I said. I'm like, okay, how are we gonna judge it? Are we judging it off what's real? What the lyrics is? The delivery? Are we judging it off of like what we're listening to? Like, because remember, I'm not even dissing Kendrick, but I don't even bump Kendrick off the rip. So off the rip, like, you lose. You're getting losing points. You know what I mean? I'm not even being biased. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to go listen to your shit. I'm listening to his shit. And it's like, that's not shit I'm going to go bump 100 times.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm not
going
to wheel it up 100 times, 50 times. I'm going to hear it once, probably play it 3 times tops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's the big one that he had?
Euphoria.
Yeah, that one I bumped a couple times.
Yeah.
That one was his best one. Still. You know what I mean? Like that one, his next ones are ones, you can't even listen to that around a bitch. You think a bitch wants to listen to that? Like, they're going to take off this robot.
Yeah, but it's not about that when it comes to the battle, though.
But this is what I'm telling you. It comes to everything now. So it's like battle rap. It's just like when Drake, when fucking Meek were going at it, went back to back job. Like, bitches is bumping that, niggas is bumping that. That's what it comes down to. Who's bumping it at the end of the day? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's different now. You have to cater to everybody.
Yeah,
still.
That's what it comes down to. You know what I mean? Like, I get what you're saying, it's a battle and everything, but it's like, let's do it like that. If you go ask any girl's gonna say Drake.
Yeah.
Out of 10 girls, right now, probably 1 out of 10 is gonna say fucking Kendrick. So that's, it's like, fact. Who wins? Who really wins? You know what I mean?
It's weird because they're not our judges, fam. The masses is not the judges. Guys like us should be the ones, really love hip hop should be the judges of who wins this battle.
Bitch that love hip hop too, because
we love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
You think there's no bitches that don't love hip hop? There's bitches that love hip hop and listen to music like how the Madden do, bro.
There's two ways you have to look at it still. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at the general audience, like what they think, mm-hmm. and then what you think at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
And if a nigga can win both of those categories,
he wins.
Like if the nigga has the whole general communication, like the whole that one,
mm-hmm.
then boom. And then the real hip hop heads that really know what I'm going and they're breaking on the bars. If he wins even 50% of that one, he wins the whole thing.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Hoodlum gave me your opinion on who's winning. What's your opinion on who's winning?
Yeah, I'd say Drake, but it's close.
Yeah, it's close.
It's super close.
The reason why I say Drake too, close. I only give it to Drake because of his last one.
Mm.
I didn't even everything like the got last one.
You didn't like the last
one?
The reason why I like the last one, everything got addressed. That's what I like. I like when I don't give a fuck about, like, you know what I mean? Okay, a man say something about you. Okay, this is your response. You're responding to everything you're saying. He said, like, pedophile shit, like, cap. He said, buddy, like, you're the one getting touched up. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, he flipped it so perfect. I was like, okay, he's done.
Like, yeah, you know what I didn't like about the last one, though?
Yeah,
the way he sounded at the end.
Yeah, when he was like trying
it
to sound
like
it
there
out,
was
like,
no more
done.
Fuel in the tank. I can't do it. Like,
man, sounds tired.
if Kendrick slapped another one,
but he's on a thing like, cuz, like, how much more records you want me to give you?
But the mad thing about it is Kendrick's like, yo, the way Kendrick looked is like, yo, I'm not stopping.
You can go all summer,
yeah, for sure. But remember,
you see what I'm saying?
But, yo, this is what I said too. Kendrick not stopping, but it's like, let's weigh it out now. Kendrick never drops.
Yeah.
Like, so when he drops, it's like, oh my god, Drake drops every fucking month or two. He's like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
No, you're right.
So, like, but how are you gonna compare it? Because it's like everyone's dying to hear Kendrick because he doesn't drop.
Yeah,
but you're going from this as somebody who doesn't listen to Kendrick. I was saying this the other day as well. The man, for the amount of music that he puts out, which is way less than Drake,
his
fan base and the amount of like sales and
that's
everything is like. Not over Drake, obviously, because Drake puts out so much, but it's right there.
That's the thing.
Somebody who puts out way less shit.
Yeah, but listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Mm.
Exactly what you said. So he puts out less shit and he's right there with Drake. So imagine if he was putting out as much as Drake was putting out right now. You think people would be tired of Kendrick?
I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. People would be tired of Kendrick. If he was dropping as much songs as Drake was dropping, people would be tired
of
his ass.
It's like two different types of artists.
Sceneries,
you know what I'm saying?
Everything.
Like Kendrick has that mysterious type thing, and every time he drops, they say classic, classic, classic.
Yeah, yeah.
But Drake is this type of artist. He stays in your face, like he's there. You can't get away from him.
Why you would say something like, "Yo, why you has no classics?"
Mm.
It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Who are you saying that Drake got no classics?
Drake got no classics. It's like, bro.
That's cap. Well, it's arguable.
But that's his, you know what I'm saying? He has classes, but his audience is going to do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
We're not taking that away. Like,
that's how they talk.
Fucking Take Care?
What are you saying? That it's not arguable.
Take Care for sure is a classic.
That's okay.
Nothing was the same. That's my one. Still.
Take Care is my favorite one. That's my one.
Nothing was the same.
That's a fucking classic. I was in the pen listening to that like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I got
to
go with what Blamo's saying. Nothing was the same as the one for me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people who are saying Views is a classic. I can't call Views a classic because there's skips on there, bro. Anything that is a skip, more than one skip.
But know what it is? Everyone has different opinions on what classics and who's classics and what. True. You know what I mean? But we know for sure he has classics. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't have not have classics if you have like 10 albums.
It's like the moments. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Everyone takes it. Like, just he said, boom, I was in the pen. Bump and Take Care. Like, if you can connect it to a moment in your life,
that's what it is.
That's what it is.
But this is what I'm trying to tell you. I swear to God, in my life, those same type Take Care drop is like the same type Good City, Good Kid, Bad City drop. Yeah, I wasn't feeling that over like that. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I was just like, it's like it was like a movie slash thing. It's like, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is real and what's fake and what's like, I don't like, and I don't even, like, you know what I mean? I don't even watch fake movies. So I'm not even listening to fake music type shit. You know what I mean?
Apparently that whole story is supposed to be real shit.
Apparently, but we don't even know. And then it's like, what? He's just a mysterious suit. It's like, we don't even know what the fuck he, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like, yo, Kendrick's one of those dudes on the block. No, real talk. Kendrick's one of those dudes on the block. It's just like, he's on the block. He knows the man, them. He grew up in the hood. But he's not in the cut.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys like, yo, my
he's from the hood, but he's not street.
And then he goes to the booth and acts like he killed mad niggas.
You get what I mean? And then every minute they're talking about he's shooting clips and killing.
He's seen everything from his window.
Yeah.
Kind of like Nas.
Yeah, that's what Nas,
yeah.
Right? Project Windows.
Yeah, everything from the window.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And Jay-Z's the Drake of our, or Drake is the Jay-Z of our time. Being a flashy nigga, all that shit. Whoa, you know what I'm saying?
But the conversation alone, the conversation alone is
Jay-Z put the flash down from long time. Jay-Z was the one showed that showed the streets like elevation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
main one.
No one showed the streets that. He was the first one. That's why everyone acknowledges Jay. Cause he's the one that showed the streets. Like, he put down the long t-shirts and put on the button-ups.
Yeah.
He was the first one doing that. You know what I mean?
About the ecstasy button-ups.
Real talk.
Listen, as a Jay-Z fan, I will say Drake has surpassed Jay-Z.
You're crazy.
Accolades-wise, music-wise, in music.
Yeah, but yo,
and
this is what it is.
Just lyrical levels, like bro.
Yo, know what it is?
I don't know, yo,
this is what it is. Because you're going off of like hits and shit.
No, I'm going off of his skills too.
No, but I'm going off of like growth. Know what I mean? That's what niggas talk about all the time. That's why everyone's getting that jizzy because they're like, yo, where's the growth?
Yeah.
To make not to be so biased, not to be dissing jizzy or anything, but since he came in, he been making these same songs.
That's the same bangers. That's a
these
real
are the
criticism.
Same bangers
people
he been
them.
Making for the longest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know no growth. Like, we don't hear the growth in like.
Yo, even some people say it's not even growth. It's he's going backward in like the way he's dealing with relationships on records. He's turning into more of a dog rather than settling down. Where Jay, by the time.
Yeah, but know what it is with that? Like, he can fuck any bitch you watch. Like, that's light. Like, we don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, but Jay, by the time he got to the 444 album,
way
before that, he was settled in.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So he's showing niggas about family shit and investments and shit like that. You
grown
don't need
man
jewelry
shit.
And yeah. shit he's saying about shit. You know what I mean? Like, but like, we're not gonna dispute Drake's not a fucking a goat or nothing.
No,
I mean?
Drake.
It's like they're on two different. Remember, Jay came in slinging dope. Jay came in talking that dope talk and the street
cars
talk
and everything.
You know what I mean? And they had the crystal and that was the shit. Like they made drips. Yeah. They started drips and trends and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's two different shits. You can't even compare the two.
Drake
is just like the first nigga from the city to make it on the level of these niggas that niggas have no, like, you can't even, like, even if you don't like him, you have to respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we know where we're coming from.
Yeah.
We're coming from fucking Cardinal Official and these niggas. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
That's
true.
Who our big rappers were. Like, Jizzy's, we're talking about Jizzy with Jay-Z and these guys. Like, so that's a door breakage. You know what I mean?
Fam, like, one of his first songs in, he was on a song with M. So, like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy. We never seen nothing like that before.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually opened the door.
Even if you want to ignore it at the time, whatever. But when Nothing Was the Same dropped and I started seeing those billboards all over the city, I'm on the Garden, I'm like, yeah, he's out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
Even, like, to bring it back to, like, with us over here in the city, this helped us a lot because, you know, Drake being...
Yo, wait. Before I even cut you off.
Talk to me.
Yo, this is a perfect, I love this shit because this is a perfect thing. You see, this guy, this nigga's always on the fucking, on the shit saying, yo, why don't rappers work together and this, that, that. Yeah, rappers need to work together. Remember? Yeah. Remember you're saying that, right?
Yeah.
So imagine this. Imagine this. You have Drake. Drake is what? Top 10 artists in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have The Weeknd. Top 10 artists in the world right now. Easy. Free Tory Lanez. You know what I mean? He was one of the top of the tops right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was one of the tops when he was over here. Like, hits on hits. None of them have records together.
That's crazy.
You don't see them fucking doing.
No, The Weeknd and Drake have the first old.
Okay,
back for sure.
We get. I'm talking about as a branch. We're talking about three major guys in the city moving around. You know what type of song a fucking The Weeknd, Drake, and Tory Lanez would be?
Yeah.
Whatever they want to like, because The Weeknd's on, it's going to be a singing thing.
Yeah.
So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
No, so, no, you're right.
And these guys are at the highest level. They don't even work together.
No, it's not even just that. Like, Drake and Tory never made a tune together.
Tory's been begging. Tory,
fam, when he first came in, remember, he did a whole.
No, because he was just showing you, like, nigga, I deserve this shit. You see what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah,
you
know he still never gave him a verse.
And he still showed him.
There's no real alley-oops in the city.
He still showed him.
You know what I'm
saying? But this is what I'm trying to say. So how the fuck do you want street rappers, niggas from the trenches in the streets, where blood's in this shit, to be friends and making songs, and let's get this money, get this back. And the guys that are not even in the trenches, they made it. They're not even doing it. That's that Toronto aura. That's us. Yeah. That's just a Toronto
screw,
type.
It's still the screw face.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just to show you.
We're still in the screw face era.
Like, niggas don't link
can't
and do
dress
that
it up.
Shit.
We're still in the screw face era.
But if they were to do that, if all three of them were to link when everyone was hot and boom, 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 buddy, this would have been Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
This would have been Atlanta. Do you know how much niggas would have been signed and out of the roof?
That's what I'm saying.
This would have been Atlanta.
Because that puts, shout out to Lanes, Free Lanes, you know what I'm saying? That puts Lanes on a whole nother level.
What does Lanes do?
Draw for someone else.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And it just keeps going from there.
They would have just, no, know what it is? They would have just made Toronto look like, yo, Toronto, like Atlanta.
Yeah.
When a man's Future's hot, okay, your little baby comes in, okay, boom. Yeah. Like, everyone just draws for each other. Gucci, man. Whoever is hot,
Niggas. I'm on YouTube, I randomly bump a random nigga. Why? Featuring Young Thug, featuring Lil Baby, Future.
Them niggas pack up their songs with just random niggas.
Random nigga. And then while I'm listening to the song, oh, this nigga's kind of sick. Boom, Spotify. What else he have?
Yeah.
And it just goes from there. That's everyone else. Same thing.
They don't do that in the north. It's the north side.
I could see Tory doing that. I don't see it as much as Tory did it.
Not.
But Drake is kind of not in his brand. Like, imagine hearing a Drake album and then there's like a song.
No, Drake did it too. Drake did it with Smiley.
Yeah.
Yes, but he put Smiley on his own thing. Like, imagine listening to a Drake album.
Yo, what you're trying to do with Drake is just, you know what I mean? Like,
no. And that's cool. I'm just saying, like, how you hear a Thug song and then there's Thug and then three other niggas on it that, like, to finish off the tune. Drake, that doesn't kind of fit his brand to do that shit.
He's not there. Why the fuck would, like, that's what niggas fit to understand too, like, cause this guy's not fucking, or like a normal rapper, like this is the biggest rapper in the city. This is the biggest rapper in the world we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you know how much people are fucking on the list right now? That
you can't have him and rapping and three other hood niggas. People be like, whoa.
No, but he could do that. We're not going to say he can't do that, but it's like.
No, but every time he does a step like that,
it has to make sense.
Those three people that get on the song with him, their life changes. So, he can't just be rant like.
But that's what
other niggas could do.
Right ones,
it has to make sense. We're not saying like, go just drop for anyone in Toronto.
Yeah,
and I mean, we have to make sure like the song's gonna be the quality song.
No, but these niggas in the States, that they're not as big as Drake, obviously, but they're mainstream rappers. They'll have like Lil Ty and did it on their song, and I'm like, who the fuck are these niggas?
But that's to show you in their culture in Atlanta, even like Memphis, certain any of these places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're on a team where it's like, okay, you're making noise, we're drawing for you. Boom, that's you come up, boom. As soon as you blow, you make your own thing. Now you draw for you. It's just a whole branch. Look, it went from fucking Yo Gotti to fucking black youngster money bag.
That's what I'm saying.
The big 30 and these guys. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, they get the formula.
Mm-hmm. They understand it. I don't know. It's kind of different over there. But at the same time.
No, but the reason why it's different over there. Number one, their population in the States is way different than
sure,
ours.
For sure.
That's why niggas feel to understand, why doesn't this guy sell that much? Or why his spins are not, we don't even, the state of New York. The state of New York has more people than Canada. So imagine all the other states. You could blow up in your own state in America. You don't even have to move.
True.
Buffalo, all those places.
You don't even have to cut.
That little tri-state area there.
Yeah, you don't even have to cut.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, even when French and them were coming up, Connecticut, Philly, mm-hmm. New York, Buffalo. Wow. Niggas are touring that little, and they're getting paid their little 2-3 bands.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like we don't have
We don't have an outlet. Our outlet is shit out here.
We're doing our thing. We're not because
that's what it comes to.
We were building it up, and I'm not gonna lie.
It's overdue.
Tell me when. Please, because I've been asking a lot of people. And
I don't know. I feel like we had it at one point. You know what I'm saying?
When
all the fucking niggas that were hot were alive, nigga.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Fuck.
I feel like that's COVID.
Before Smoke Dogg.
Like 2017.
I'd say 17 all the way into COVID. I feel like we were making the most noise and we haven't even, from them times to Rolling Loud. Put it that way.
Yeah. And even with Rolling Loud, was Rolling Loud after COVID? It was after COVID, right?
After COVID.
With Rolling Loud, we had to ramp back up and show we're still
up
here.
But I was just hearing it in the jail, holy fuck.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yellow tape.
No, you're right. Up to Rolling Loud, because even during the time when everybody was inside, the scene was still bubbling because everybody started doing the Instagram live.
I saw Rolling Loud and I was loving it. I was seeing niggas come out, boom, you're performing hits. I was like, holy shit. The crowd is chanting and everything, but there has to be a reason why Rolling Loud was like, yo, we're not coming back. Fuck this place.
Yeah. And it kind of died down after Rolling Loud. It died down after that. So what happened?
Damn, I just know when I came out of jail, the rap was dead. I came out fucking.
Facts. When you come out?
I came out fucking October last year.
2023.
Yeah.
And it was already pretty much
dead,
months. It was dead for months.
November? October, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was until you said your happy birthday, cuz I'm like, a lie.
October.
He's a nigga in beard Dior and shit.
Yeah, so I was just on the low.
But
then when I came out, I was thinking I'm coming out to some bangers and some, nothing was like.
Cuz mad niggas is already locked up too.
Everyone's locked up and for dead. All the goats from the trenches of Toronto are dead.
You know what I mean?
Or in jail locked up.
Well, listen, fam, this is why we're still here, to bring the feeling back. Like, Blammo, you got your battle going on. Let's get into that for a minute, man.
Yes, sir. I was mad at you Friday. I'm not going
to
lie.
Talk to me, fam. I'm here for everybody to hear all grievances.
I love that, too. You know what I'm saying? I popped out with hoodie. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I had to be.
I'm not one of these catch feelings niggas, bro. Niggas can get at me, bro.
Bring your bars. Happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Volume one, April 27th. We had Hoodlum as a judge, 6-6. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My nigga Supreme K. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I said his name right.
How many people were battling?
We had close to 32.
Holy shit.
Special K. My nigga Special K.
We're
going to movie magic that.
Yeah,
part,
or
you know
Special K.
My nigga Special K was a judge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I made a post. I'm like, yo, I know you guys see what's going on. If Organic can pull me to the side, King of the Dot, and say, yo, what you got going on over there? I know the whole city sees what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I seen your favorite rappers in my stories and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
$8,000 grand prize. You know what I'm saying? So I just made a little post, you know, because I love everybody.
Yo, Six Buzz, Keep Six Solid. All of them should
have posted that. Six Buzz was in their personal account.
Did he post it?
Me and Keep Six talked, but he didn't post that shit.
Oh my God.
You see what I'm saying? So wow. I'm like, let me holler at
them. It's not a bag thing. No, we're just paying them.
No, it's not a bag thing. We're just paying them.
Hold on. I got to do this real quick. Hold on.
Big Stu to Steven Hot Grabber with a variety of different grabber flavors and dispensers. They got Red Rose Grabber, that Red Herring Grabber, and Peanut Butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabber, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steaming Hot Grabber. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
You know what I'm saying? So I wish Dusty was here too, you know? Shout out Dusty.
Salute to Dusty Wallace.
Hold on. So I made a post and I'm like, yo, what do we got to do to make We Love Hip Hop post this shit and get behind this shit?
I didn't even
really
see that.
Talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
That's hold on, crazy. This is Dusty right here.
When I go back in to We Love, when Saturday, yeah, I'll tell them we have to make a shout out for your show and everything. You know what I mean? I'll tell them. I'll do it. All right?
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Dusty. I hope the mic picked that up. Shout out to Dusty.
We got it.
You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm mad at you too, but it's all love. No, fam. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand you being mad at me and, you know, this it's indefensible, but in my defense, I will say that, like I was saying off camera, I've been really trash on my Instagram lately. I've been posting as much as I can.
We have to keep it real. You posted on your personal account. I'll give you that.
That's the verified one, bro.
I get it, but this is We Love Hip Hop. Like, we're not gonna downplay We Love Hip Hop. You have this shit on lock. Shout out to Gutsy. Shout out to who else we got?
Shout out
to the account you packed.
No, but
shout out to everybody. But you have this shit on lock.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to this shit, you have a big responsibility. As much you have it on lock, you have a big responsibility.
When it comes to hip hop.
When it comes to hip hop.
Because your name is.
You know what I'm saying? We love hip hop. If I'm looking up Toronto hip hop, you know what I'm saying? You're going to come up. You have the best name other than Toronto rappers. Those names right there are like Google search engine. Nah, even them too. I'm mad at them too.
Oh,
but
my geez. God. I can get another. See, them niggas need podcasts so people can air their grievances, man.
Facts. Mm. This is not a little rap show.
That nigga's from my hood, dude. That nigga's from my hood.
I'm playing.
He doesn't post my shit either. I don't know why.
I did post it on my personal page, though, right?
For sure. I'll give you that.
I'm going to say this quick, fast. With the personal page,
yeah.
Because I got the verification not too long ago,
yeah.
And there's certain people that be following that page,
yeah.
Sometimes it's low-key more important when I post it there than when it goes on the We Love Hip Hop page.
But just me looking at it, I'm like, yo, I want to wake up and see a mention and hear it on the show, like,
yeah,
real quick, like, yo, yeah. Speaking about, yo.
I should have been doing that. That's for sure.
You could have simply been like, yo, this guy's doing one.
10 seconds.
Whoever is fucking freestyles and raps, yo, there's 8 bands on the line. Yeah, Lincoln, you know what I'm saying? Just to spread it for the culture, just awareness.
But you should have told me, like, yo, I got this going on. Can you plug it on the show?
No, but see, I was ready for you to say that though, because boom, Kendrick ain't have to hit you in the DM and say, yo, the Drake, this came out. Drake ain't have to hit you and say, yo, boom, yo, I'm about to respond right now. I saw a whole lot of breaking news. That kind of happened, but
we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah, 100%. But I'm saying, even if he didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? This is the city. It's not even about me. This is not like me talking about a mixtape. I see them get at you like, yo, I have a mixtape coming out. I didn't get an interview, blah. I never been on We Love Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? I've been on the network.
Mm.
I was on 6 Views Uncut.
Yes.
But I never had a We Love, you know what I'm saying? Like, interviewed by you, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And this is dropping this week too.
You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, yeah, bet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things where it's like, now you know. Yeah, plug us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You have to.
It's one of those things where I'm like, it's not even about me. It's about the city. Like,
it's about hip hop.
If you Toronto look at my story, I'm posting nothing but Meek freestyles, random nigga from Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me and Hancho locked in, so boom, he'll send me a random rap thing. I'll post that. I'll say, bring your bars. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the climate. Because niggas were trying to say niggas don't listen to music anymore. What have we been doing for the last 2 weeks?
Yo, wait.
Listening to bare music.
And I don't even want to make no capping thing.
Yeah.
How much people do you think showed up?
Yeah, I'd say like 200, like two.
At least, I seen online. At least 200 people.
At least 200, for sure.
No, I seen.
You say like 250, at least
like, 200. I would say like 3-4.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Yeah. Because there's so many people that came and left, and the more people came.
Yeah, Eventbrite already said 300. Boom, everyone's hitting me. Yo, you gotta put out more tickets.
So you're gonna do it again?
Yeah.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Bigger bars is different.
We got a new league in town now.
100%.
So we got KOTD, Beast Mode, we got Bring Your Bars, we got something going on here.
And remember, King of the Dot do something on the same day.
I didn't even know that, fam.
No, but they gave me the phone call. I got a phone call before the flyer even came out. They gave me the phone call like a month and a half in advance. Yo, my bad. Yo, we didn't even realize. Boom, boom. I talked to Gannick. He said, give you a call. Boom, boom. I'm like, it's love. Like, whatever, blah, blah. Yo, we can't even change it because people are flying down for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
So their event would have started at, you know, King of the Dot. Their shit's going to start at like 6-7. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They moved it up to like 2-3.
Really?
Yeah. Yo, I got that courtesy phone call. You know what I'm saying? So they see what's going on. They know what's going on. No, a lot of shit is in the talk.
This one was different.
No, that's blessed. No, salute to Organic.
But this one was different. This one was
different. This one was like this organic. This wasn't no,
like,
this
King of the Dot and them, like, I'll give it to them, but it's kind of friendly over there.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, a nigga might say a bar that's a little bit of a, you know, and they'll be like, they'll laugh it off and chill.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Hoodie has the microphone.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, like, no.
Really?
You don't like that one.
Yeah,
no.
Like, you're done. Yeah,
it's done. Don't even go to the judges. Yeah, it's over. Like,
yeah, it's so
over.
It gets grimy in there.
Yeah. Because that's what we, you know what I'm saying?
They're bringing the chill shit.
So wait a minute.
It has to be like that.
When you guys start getting close to that $8,000 round, shit must have got tense.
No, because you see niggas get knocked out and you're seeing it.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, it's a whole different. And remember, you have to understand too, certain people hear $8,000 in rapping, so they're going for it.
Oh, for
a lot of these people are like artists.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going in the booth. They're not even battle rappers, but they're like, you know what?
There.
I'm taking my fucking talents to the fucking dance. I'm coming for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Luckily, a man that really does his thing won it.
Okay.
But bro, it was a banger. Like, it was not like it was easy.
You had a mix of real battle rappers and guys who were like, yo, I'm just here to eat food.
At the end of the day, boom, look at a man like Meek. They're like, yo, we thought you'd have won the Drake thing because you're a battle rapper.
Yeah.
Meek is like, I'm not a battle rapper, but niggas were outside battling.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not a battle rapper, but niggas were outside battling, ooh, and I'm a rapper. What the ooh fuck am I going to do? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, a lot of niggas that came on this platform, I hollered at, and a lot of niggas left me on scene or said they're not with the smoke.
100%.
That is a fact.
Because a lot of guys don't rap.
Yeah, but why not?
But we're bringing that back. That's what we're bringing back. That's why I like this Kendrick Drake shit, like, it's making niggas sharp up their head game.
Yeah,
that's the atmosphere right now. We seen it coming back.
Yeah, like that's like 100%. Like 100%.
A week later, the two biggest artists in the world, whatever, one of the two out of the three goats, whatever you want to call it, are going crazy. A week after we do this shit,
battle rap.
You have to see it.
Yeah, this shit is
it's different. It's coming back. G Unit Spinners, who kid in the beginning of tracks?
Yeah.
Like, it's back.
Yeah, that one was when he did the who kid in the beginning. I was like, oh, this guy is.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a genius.
They set the trend, and
so it's different.
One thing I will say
back to that,
I'm going to apologize once again.
I appreciate you. Right, saying.
I definitely should be doing better when it comes to not just posting on Instagram, like making sure that I highlight anything that's going on.
Yeah,
I should be at these.
You gotta have, you had Stitch up here before. You have to have Stitch come back up here and talk about the road to Bring Your Bars and what he was going through and what he used the money. That money's not going to no chain, no. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk the man's story.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta bring him back up here and let him know, like, yo. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Talk that shit.
Stitch,
because that's
crazy.
A nigga that hit me from the very beginning.
Yeah, he's 8,000. He's hungry.
You see what I'm saying?
And yo, hungry. to be real, I didn't even vote him to win.
Facts.
You know what I mean? I didn't even vote him to win. What's the shorty's name?
Mika.
Mika. I thought she yellowed him.
Bring down the mic a bit.
You know what I mean?
No.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. No, that's what I thought. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I'm going with this girl.
Yeah.
So those females in there. I wish females, I was there, bro.
I wish you were there too. I
fucked up, bro.
Listen, Nemesis pulled up. Yo, it looked like to have Hoodlum there, Nemesis there,
bro. There's
6 there. Like it looked like a Toronto red carpet event. I was loving that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas and bitches too. Like, yeah, there's bitches out too. There's some baddies.
Baddies are in the cut.
It was nice. It was a nice atmosphere.
Whole lot of liquor spilling, cushion the air. Like everything. It got grungy in there.
No, I like that you're bringing back that feeling, yo. And both of y'all, because even with you, Hoodlum, you did a big collab the other day.
Yeah.
I seen you with Mula, Genghis Khan.
Yo, who had the hardest wrist?
I'm not even trying to be like, yo, because no, you're be sitting here.
I want you to be honest.
We're about to get into
no, because you had the hardest verse, fam.
Yeah,
are you saying that because he's sitting here?
No, fam. Really, I was driving like up Eglinton, okay? You know, up the hill.
That's a good time to hear east, the track.
Right? I was getting crow. You know when you're going towards Victoria Park?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then your verse came in and I was like, yo, man's floating on this, fam. Like, you've always been in the pocket, fam, but like you've gotten more in the pocket.
That one was different because like Mula messaged me and said, yo, send me your fucking email. I just sent my email type shit.
Mm.
Sent the beats like, yo, hop on that.
Yo, was that the one you said you had in the cut with Mula? That joint or is that next one?
Yeah,
that's the one?
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
You get what I mean?
So I was in that live, you know what I'm saying?
Mula said, yo, fucking, yo, hop on this. So I'm thinking, okay, when I hop on it, it's just me and Camo. I only heard Camo. I didn't even hear Mula.
Okay.
So it's just me and Camo. I sent him that, boom. And then when I asked him, I'm like, yo, who else is hopping on it?
Yeah.
He said fucking anybody that hopped on it. And then Sam G was supposed to be on it.
Mm.
And I mean, that was the 6 fathers. That's how it was 6. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, whatever. Boom. I didn't even know. Like, I just sent him it. And that's how it was. I woke up to the song out. I didn't even hear the song before it came out. You know what I mean? I didn't even know niggas said, yo, they didn't want to be on the song. I didn't know none of that.
There was stuff like that happening?
That's what apparently happened after. But that's not what really happened because, what it really was? Rony was like, yo, we should just do one with us.
You and Rony.
Because it's like, this is before. Because
you guys had a little issue at one point in time, no?
There's no issue. No, there's no issue.
No issue. Internet issues.
No, there's not even no issue. It's just like, know what it is? I can't even, like, it's like, I don't know what it is. But it's not me. You know what I mean?
It's internet shit, bro.
Yeah, no, it's not even internet shit. Because, like,
we message
each other all the time. Like, I talk to him.
Mm.
Like, I talk to him regularly. He talks to me regularly.
Yeah.
We talk shit to each other, but we talk real shit to each other too. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's not smooth. Like, I don't talk to my ops. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not entertaining them.
Yeah. No, so real shit.
Real beat. So, like, before it happened, he was saying, no, we should do one with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, nigga, I already sent my verse. I don't even give a fuck about it anymore.
I don't even care.
I just, you know what I mean? I woke up, it was out, and then boom, everyone got yellow tape apparently. You know what I mean?
Did you get DMs like, yo, like actually everybody on that you were on the tune with, because the city's kind of sticky like that. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
I don't care about that shit.
But Mantle DM about shit like that. Like, yo, why are you doing a tune with this guy?
No one can tell me who and what to do with,
Am I wrong?
I like that. No, the city is definitely like that.
Yeah, it's political.
I hate that shit.
It's political, but I'll never like, no one could tell me, yo,
can't get on a tune.
Yeah,
with
if I want to go on a tune with anyone, I'm going to hop on a tune.
Mm. You know
what I mean? It's music. It's never entertainment.
Let me
ask you. That's what niggas feel to understand. Like,
the city needs to get to that point.
It's just not real.
I don't know how.
It's just entertainment.
But the city needs to get to that point where it's like, yo, we can make a bag, boom, boom, and do it. You see what I'm saying?
The solution.
There's obviously certain situations where I can understand where niggas like,
you know what it is?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The music shit.
The music shit?
Music shit. Like, it's not even hitting anymore. Like, we know that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not hitting anymore. Like, niggas need to sharpen up their pen game, go back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not everything you record needs to come out. You know what I mean?
That needs to be a title or some shit.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's what I feel to understand, too. Not everything you record needs to come out. Like, you don't need to drop whatever. Like, your buddy, you just, like, you know which one's hard and which one's, like, okay, yeah, just slap this dude.
You get yeah, what I mean? Yeah.
And that's what's happening. Niggas are just
throwing anything out. Yeah. It's because we got to this time like where everybody puts out shit so quick.
What month are we in? May? What's the biggest hit of the year?
Yeah.
What's the biggest hit of the last two years? Someone asked me that too,
and I was like,
Nothing to tell you. I can't even tell you.
We didn't have no like big a monumental Toronto
moment yeah. type shit for this.
No, that hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me ask you a controversial question quick, Fast Hoodie.
Here we go.
There was some chick that I seen got into an issue online outside of a club. She got beat down. You weren't there. You were at home somewhere else, right? She got some, and she got into some fight. It went on and it went viral outside of some
like every week
or some show. But then she started getting at you in the freaking comments.
Oh, he's talking about the young thing.
I'm like, why is she getting mad at Beauty? You don't even seem like you were there.
I don't even know her. I don't have no problems with her. I just said what I said, like, what the fuck are you like, what? And then she just started getting on me. Like, I don't have an issue with her. I don't even know her.
Apart from her, because I feel like that's the thing. When certain mans jump in a comment or something and say something, everybody else, they could have 100 comments. Like yourselves.
Sure, I'm one of those guys.
I feel like I'm one of those guys too.
I'm one of those guys all the time. Anytime I know how much times I've seen something, I'm about to write something, I'm like, no, I'm deleting it.
on that same notion, Watts is one of those guys. Sometimes I have to tell him, chill out. Don't even write that.
I'm one of those guys. No, and I'm really one of those guys. Because I would see some stupid shit and I'm about to say something. I'm like, nah, I'm not even going to do it.
Just leave it alone.
But certain times I just do it. Like, it's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is what people need to understand. This right here, this is not real life.
Yeah.
This is just a fucking phone. This is just an app. You know what I mean? Like, this is an app. This is not real life. You know what I mean? People think going on this shit is real life. Like, no. Like, show your whole real life.
Mm.
Show the real life. Show the L's. When I was talking to an older head, and the man told me, he's like, because we're talking about Instagram. I'm talking to him like, yo, you're not on the gram. Like, boom, boom, boom. He's like, yo, I know who you are and everything, but like, I'm not on the gram. Like, my people are showing everything. Like, what the fuck you mean you're not on the gram? He's like, yo, it's fake. I'm a nigga, it's the gram. Like, nigga, what are you talking about? Nigga's on the gram. He's like, when have you seen anybody on the gram post their L's?
Facts.
True.
When they're late on their bills.
Facts.
When they just got fucking. When they have no money in their pocket, they just got robbed. You know what I'm talking about? Niggas never show their L's. Instagram is just W's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, highlight reels. That's it.
Exactly. It's not their real life.
Yeah.
Certain niggas are living like it every day. You know what I mean? Like, certain niggas that are living that shit can't even go on the internet. You know what I mean? Like how you really living. You know what I mean? True. But it's like, that's certain people. You get what I mean? So people need to get this shit out of their brain thinking that this fucking app, Instagram, yo, Instagram is made for what? Likes?
And comments.
Going on live. That's it. That's all you could do on it. You know what I'm talking about? And networking and just, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, when you fucking when you do this and close your phone, like, it's done.
You're outside
That's how you beat the internet, you know.
This is what it is. True. Yo, I swear to you, before, years ago, I used to go on this shit and anything I would see would just get me fucking tweaking because I'm a tweaker. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This is like, now I'm like, yo, nigga, I expect this shit. Yeah. Everything I see, yo, nothing on the internet surprises me.
Mm.
Even when niggas are like, yo, Fire's getting that. I'm like, holy. First, I'm like, yo, Fire's getting on him. And then he's like, yo, I was trying to, I'm like, I knew like nothing shit. Surprises
me. Yeah.
You can't catch me. Like, I have to see it vividly on the camera, something going down for me to believe it.
Straight.
Like, I don't believe nothing on the internet.
They'll say anything.
How many times have you seen a nigga have money on the internet and he's broke in real life? How many times have you seen a bitch is bad on the internet and you see her in real life and she's dusty?
Too many times.
How much times have you? You get what I mean? Like, come on,
regular. It'd be like, nasty sometimes. Like, when I was out in these streets and like, you know, you go meet a girl that like. Maybe Tinder or Instagram, and then you see them in real life, and you're holy. You took bare above pictures.
Yo, there's girls on the internet that have even like skinny girls. There's girls on the internet that are skinny, like, but if you see them on the internet, they look thick.
Facts.
And then when you see them in person, you're like, yo, that's how slim you are. Like, yeah. Yo, move it.
It's crazy.
You get what I mean? But on the internet, they look like they have a fat ass.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not real, cuz.
It's the Matrix. We're in the Matrix 100%. Right now.
We are.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas wake up and then go live on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what's one of the first things a lot of people do when they first get up. They open their phone and they go right onto the app.
I have a problem with that too.
Yeah. I have a problem.
You wake
with that
up in
too.
The morning, boom, you grab your phone.
I am not gonna lie to you.
You're on the gram as soon as you wake, like boom.
In my bed,
you know what I'm
as soon as I wake up, it's like, or I get a call in the morning, so it just wakes me up off the rip. You know what I mean?
Me, it's a little different, but I have a different. I go into a different app. I go into YouTube first. Right,
nah,
but it's still an addiction in the same way.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm checking for my videos,
alone,
right?
The phone alone, but phone, you have to realize you have to use the phone as your as a weapon.
Yeah,
you can't make that go against you.
Yeah.
So you can't be addicted to your own
like,
shit.
Even anything they say on the internet, it's like, you know, that's not real life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, yo, I go on the internet and they get like, yo, fuck you. I hate you. Did it. I go on the road and it's like, everybody's hugging me, pictures. Yeah. Dude, man, like you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like, I'm getting, bro, I never went on the road and had an incident with fucking, like,
yo,
some
me,
fucking,
me
like,
neither.
Fam, I go on the road, bro, it's bare pictures. Yo, let me get a picture. I'm like, okay, yo.
I'm not even gonna lie. Yo, a nigga, I never even told him this story. You know what I'm saying? A nigga hit me, boom, the Key Glock show. You know what I'm saying? Or after party or whatever.
Yeah, Key Glock.
A nigga said, because he was over there. He was with the entourage and shit like that. He's like, yo, I seen Honcho over there. I seen Hoodlum over there. Boom, boom. He's like, Key Glock came to him and said, yo, who's this nigga? Because niggas are taking pictures with this nigga. All types of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Either. And that's facts. I wouldn't just say that to just
everywhere
say that.
I go.
You know what I'm saying?
No. That's why I can't even go to certain
outside.
Places. You get what I mean? Like when I like going, like, yo, even like in the mall, yo, I walk in the mall, like if I'm not zooming in and out, boom, boom, boom. If I'm lounging and doing this, I'm getting stopped. Like, I can't do that. You get what I mean?
There's
bare shit people don't, and this been for years.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like,
niggas been watching niggas moves on the internet for years, bro. When you think about it.
Even where I'm from, the Ave.
Yeah.
Boom. The young boys was playing him.
Yeah.
But for years, though.
No, but both of y'all, fam.
I'm one of those niggas that, you know, I'll say that type of shit.
But yo, that's why I don't go off the internet, because the internet will make a nigga.
A whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. The internet will make a nigga look like he's fucking this or that or anything.
When realistically, it's one nigga.
Yeah.
It's one nigga on 20 different fake accounts. You feel like the whole city hates you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro. You know, it's that thing that everybody, well, I
know
used
what
to
they
get.
Need
everybody,
the, yo,
everybody's
no
saying
need
this.
Yo, they need to like do on the internet where like Instagram needs to do a thing where it's like, if your shit doesn't get so much followers at a certain time, your shit needs to get deleted,
buddy,
or something. Because that's all niggas are doing.
The fake accounts are crazy.
Yeah. All niggas are doing. Niggas are on fake accounts. Just, yo, right? And it's like, cuz, I don't have time to do that.
Yeah,
I don't have time to make a fake account to write on you. Anything I say, I'm gonna say on my real account. That's how pissed off and stout I am.
Facts.
But other than that, I'm not gonna do no foo foo. I'm not gonna go on a fake account and be like, "Oh, Friday, yo." That's what niggas be doing.
No, but not in that sense. But man, them don't have any finsters. Like, I got a finster.
Got a what?
A fake Instagram.
No, I don't.
Oh, a fake Instagram. I had one of them still, but that was just for my shawty.
No, I don't.
That was just for my shawty. When she blocks you on the account, boom, you go free the story. That was
don't
just for my shawty.
Me.
But not for the niggas. I want niggas to see that I'm when I found each other.
No,
I want
to
see.
I don't do it. I don't comment.
No,
I just
bro,
use it
to
surf.
I'm a type of nigga. If you don't see me in your story or in your likes, like, I'm not on your page.
No, but if somebody's on live chirping, I don't want to go in my real account. I want it to keep going. Express yourself freely. Keep chirping about me. If you see me pop up in the live now,
some spy shit.
Now you're gonna I'll
go
screen record that whole shit and repost it.
But you're talking from like a media standpoint.
Listen to me,
like,
I'm on a thing where if a man's on a live and they're talking about me, I'm gonna go in there.
Yeah.
So he didn't even tweak even more.
Yeah.
If he's either gonna let me in or not let me in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I don't have like no skeletons in my closet. Like, my life is out there. Like,
there's
nothing that someone's gonna say to me that's gonna make me like, oh my god, oh,
facts,
you got shot. Like, nigga, I'm in the streets. Like, nothing, none
facts
of the shit that anyone tells me is like,
yeah,
you can't tell me like I'm out here on the fucking corner with my handle asking for dollars.
I guess
for sure.
I guess,
you know,
I just
mean?
Let the secret out the bag that I be surfing, watching niggas lives on the low. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, you don't even
that's
have to.
Goes,
just go
bro
on your
bro
real shit.
Yeah.
No, fam.
No, because know what I realized? Yo, when you go on your real shit, you see people's real temperature.
No, but if I go on my real shit on somebody's live, right?
Sometimes they stop.
They'll stop and be like, yo, forward, fam, join the live. I don't want to join. I just want to watch you cook.
Yeah, for sure. I have that all the time.
Yeah. I don't want to interrupt
times,
shit.
If I don't even want to go up, I'll just make him say that and I won't even respond. I'm just in the live watching.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, yeah. I don't business.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, it's the internet, cuz. This shit does not affect me. It does not make me like. That's what people fail to understand. People go on the internet, especially bitches. Mm. This is bitches' downfall. They go on the internet and look at the internet and think this is like real life. Like they look at little baby and fucking money bag yo and them with their girls. Oh my God, look at them. They have the same. Oh my God, yo, he bought it. It's like, bitch, wait the fuck up. We're in the real world.
You ain't getting that Birkin bag.
Definitely not. You know what I mean?
The best thing is when that relationship goes, fucks up.
Yeah.
The relationship you've been posting all week.
No, but all of them do.
Yeah.
Which one is money? Fat Moneybag Yo and Ari together, and then
that's
they're broken up, and then they're back
that's
together.
What
and
I
then this is why I don't go off the internet.
Yeah.
And then bitches will go on the internet, a bitch will go on the internet, talk shit about a nigga, and go right back to sucking his dick.
Facts. Yeah. Same night.
You get what I mean? So it's like, what do you believe on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a fake nigga. Fuck this nigga. He's a clown boomer. Oh, he's sucking his dick in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, let's be real. You get what I mean? Like, that's why I don't even play into the internet.
Nah,
I just watch it from like a third eye.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, fam.
You watch it like any other show or movie or whatever the fuck. You just sit
100%.
Back.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's finesse.
You know? Can't take it that serious.
We living in a real world in the end of the day, man. But
they
listen.
Do you know that on the internet they don't post the real shit in the world?
That's a fact. That's any type of media.
They don't post the
anything.
Real shit in the world. That's why they post Africa, niggas are starving and they go to Africa.
They're
it's white
down.
There. They're living. Everybody's fucking driving the nicest
everything.
Shit.
It's true.
Bro, Africans are going crazy. Me. Like that's to show you, like, I don't care about the internet.
Yeah.
I know the real life. Trust I live me. In a real life. You know what I mean? I can't go and pay my bills with my internet. Like, I can't go with the internet and be like, yo, I need my bills paid. Like, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't care about the internet.
No, real talk. Like I said, man, we living in a real world. I think we could wrap it here. I think we're at like an hour. 100%. You know what I'm saying? What do we learn here now? Let's just recap quick fast, just so I can get you guys' opinions on this whole Drake shit. You're saying Drake winning right now.
Yeah, right now Drake's winning.
Okay, if it was like on a 10-point score system.
If Drake never dropped the last record, he would be losing.
Okay,
You know what I mean? Because it's still like close.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna discredit Kendrick's shit either. Like, I like music, but like, I'm not gonna be bumping that every day.
Yeah.
Everything, but it's like he's been going crazy. But Drake, that last record Drake put out, it just addresses everything you said about me. I'm gonna adjust it, and then what are you gonna say now? So you had a more that was fake. Everything was every. You get what I mean? Let me tell you about your life. Boom, boom, boom. Now it's up to you. Now he has to come out and be like. Yo, that's this kid's fact. Mine. If he doesn't come and claim the kid or the kid's DNA test, why isn't the baby mom talking?
Yeah.
This is to show you.
I don't beat the
job. This
is
show you. This end shit. This to show you how, like, what's real and what's fake.
Yeah.
But I'm a type of nigga, I live in the real world. So I'm a type of nigga, I'm like, okay, I know bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if you're secretive or not. If you're quiet, fam, there's quiet bitches, there's bitches on the ground, anything. Bro, we're talking about Drake and Kendrick. This isn't the whole world right now.
Yeah.
They're saying right now, you have two kids and one of them is your kid and one of them is not.
Yeah.
One of them's a manager. You're going to be like, are you fucking stupid? Bro. This is my husband's kid. This is my man. Oh, actually, he never even married it.
Married her.
He proposed and waited years to. Why do niggas do that? Like, I'm not going to even propose to a bitch if I'm not going to marry her in a year or two.
You're setting yourself up. That's a setup. If you do that, if you propose to a
bitch. Yeah, niggas propose to you and it's wait like 10 years. Like, nigga, what are you waiting for?
From your chick and a rapper who might be waiting for you.
Let's be real though. Any bitch, I want to be like technical. Like, what girl do you know that is not even like, we don't even know bitches that are in this type of limelight level.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just think about any bitch you know. Mother, anybody, like a person's mother, your own mother will be like, this is a lie. Like, you're telling me, you're telling the world that these two kids are not me and this guy's?
Yes.
That's they'll be like, yo, this is a lie. But yo, want DNA test? You go. They'll bring them. If they did that, yo, this is what I would do. Like, if I'm Kendrick, okay, this was a lie. My girl's gonna definitely post about this.
Finally.
Oh, you want to hear about her? Because it's a we're getting at each other, but we're talking about this person right here. Let them talk.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
No more tunes.
You get what I mean? So then, boom, oh, let's go get DNA test, DNA test. Okay, boom, look, yo, these kids are mine. So you're lying too. Now it'll be a lie, both of them lose.
Yeah.
It's kind of on Kendrick to really not even.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Or make it a cover of the cover art or some shit like, no, this is the DNA test.
DNA test? Both of them are, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Then it's over. Yeah. Then it's like, what do you have now?
Because I have Shorty in the beginning talking about like he never put a hand on me.
You know what I mean? Fake tea to anything's real. That's how it really goes down to.
Yeah.
100%.
And then you, Blamo, you're staying with Drake,
I say Drake
by a slight edge.
Slightly. By a slight. Because the way I look at it, After when he was like, yo, boom, boom, I'm done with it, blah, blah, Kendrick should have bombed again.
Mm.
If he bombed again and it was anything like the last one or other.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You see this last one that he just posted?
Yeah.
And he said, yo, Drake said, yo, we had them all fucking.
He had to defuse all of that.
If he dropped that same day or the day after and said, yo, buddy,
defuse the whole
thing. This is cap. My baby mom, buddy, I put my baby moms in the booth with me.
That's it.
You fucking lying ass nigga.
With the youths.
Like, with the youths.
He can't get them on the phone.
That will go viral.
Kendrick is creative and shit. Shoot the video, make the youth spit it.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You know Kendrick likes that little shit like that. I'm telling you.
I want to get this out by. What are we right now? We're Monday while we're filming this.
Yeah.
This is going out on the next episode cycle, which is Thursday.
100%.
Hopefully, by the time we get there, we'll be profits. We'll be profits, bro.
Some dropping before that. Yo, okay, this is it. Two. If you see this is dropping Thursday and Kendrick doesn't drop by Thursday, then it's over.
Then I'm officially done. Okay, so mark it here for the audience.
Yeah.
When you're watching this, if Kendrick hasn't dropped at this point, Monday, we can call it an L for Kendrick.
Yeah, this 100%. Is Monday. By the time we jump in the, by the time I get back to the crib, Kendrick probably drops something. I promise you.
Okay, so
something has to drop.
Let's wrap it up for the evening. Anything y'all want to plug before we get out of here?
Bring Your Bars Volume 1, it went down. Bring Your Bars Volume 2, it's going down.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Fuck, Friday might have to be a judge or
I'm down.
I don't know.
I'm down. You're hearing it here on camera.
I'm down.
You know what I mean? So we might have to do something like that because fuck, miscommunications happen. But as long as we can bring it to another level and keep elevating for the city and what we're doing and what we love, you already know what the fuck it is. You know what
I'm in. Next, Bring Your Bars. Friday, Ricky Dredd, one of the judges.
You see that right there? We're going to screen record it. Everybody reposted all types of shit.
Let's get it. And what about you, Hoodlum? Anything coming up?
Fuck, I'm going to drop some music in the summer.
Jeez.
I have a documentary coming just.
Jeez. Yes, sir.
Shoot. Look out for that one. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but when that one drops, that's when I'm going to go crazy.
Dope. Looking forward to it.
Fuck, you already know. Tap into the gram, tap into the snap. I'm outside all the time.
Okay. Y'all know where to follow Hoodlum, H Honcho Hoodlum on Instagram, Instablam on Instagram.
Exactly.
Knowing y'all shit, man. Come on, man. Salute to the sponsors before we get out of here. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. And salute to Steaming Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. We are off of this.
Yes.
We love hip hop.